All right, Jonathan next. Jonathan Harty, student of politics, it says here. Campaigned for local Lib Dem candidates at the last election, has already turned against them. Is that right?
It is indeed.
Because?
Well, I'm disappointed by the position on tuition fees. I think it was a complete U-turn, and I can't see how you can continue.
But you're a student of politics. This is a coalition. That's what happens.
I know, but there's only so much compromise you can make.
I think that was one compromise too many. Right, let's listen to the quote which you selected.
Government has also brought difficult decisions. And, of course, the most heart-wrenching for me, for all of us, was on university funding. Like all of you, I saw the anger. I understand it. I felt it. And I've learned from it. I know how much damage this has done to us as a party. By far the most painful part of our transition from the easy promises of opposition to the invidious choices of government.
Invidious choices of government, but you still don't forgive him, do you?
Well, he goes on to say later in the speech how the perception is wrong. But you go onto any university website, you go onto any section in the fees, and the only thing it will tell you there is this university is charging 9,000 this year, it's charging 6,000 or whatever. And he goes on to talk about how people are missing the small details, people are missing how it's going to last longer and how it's going to be cheaper in the long run. But nobody's going to see that.
People. Nobody. All they see is the big point. Tom, you're nodding your head at that criticism. It was a central matter, isn't it, for your party, really, what they did on that?
Well, I think it's true that the point he makes about the information not being conveyed properly. I used to work at Universities UK and I worked on efforts to explain to people how the system was going to work. In fact, nobody pays until they've graduated. Nobody pays until they're earning over £21,000.
He's not impressed. OK, let's come on to our third guest, who is Matthew. You actually picked the same bit as Jonathan, interestingly enough, and then you selected something else as well.
Equal opportunity. It sounds so simple, doesn't it? Everyone agrees with it. But then we allow prejudice, tradition, class to crush a million hopes and dreams. Watch young children's lives go off track even before they go off to school. Sit idly by while talent goes to waste. Now, I know I've had all the advantages you could dream of. Good school, great parents. I was lucky. But it shouldn't be about luck.
So why do you like that, Matthew?